Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm really glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. And today, I would love for us to answer this question: is God good all the time? I mean, we've heard this, if you grew up in church like I did, forever. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Well, listen to what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 116, verse 7. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Well, he's been unimaginably good. His goodness reaches out to me and you every single day. And today, in this 116th Psalm, I want to ask you to join me in learning this scripture and embedding it into your everyday thoughts. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. In other words, all the anxiety and all the frustrations of the world, we can always count on this one certainty that God is good, and there's no comma but that comes after that. It's literally God is good, period. If we want to talk about how God is so good to us, we ought to start by talking about how he's just plain good. He's good to us because he just cannot not be good. I love that. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 that no one is good except God alone. And our wonderful psalm gives us specific ways that God is good. Can we just take a quick look at one verse? It's jammed with all kind of goodness. Verse 5 says, "The Lord is gracious. The Lord is righteous, and God is full of compassion." To me, that's just like, wow. I mean, if there's a model for our life is that we might live our life with more graciousness, that we might try to live in the righteousness of Christ, not ourselves, and that we might recognize that for us to become more like Christ, we are in desperate need of learning and recognizing that we are to be a conduit of compassion, that God in his goodness has invited us to receive his compassion and then express our compassion for others. It also says that he is righteous, meaning he's perfectly good in every single way with no fault. He was moved with compassion toward people that are hurting or needy. I bet that sounds familiar because we're all hurting and needy in some form or fashion. So exactly how do we experience God's goodness? My friends over at Dwelled offer this concept. One way is by knowing that he hears us. Verse 1 says, "I love the Lord because he heard my voice." That God in and of himself is not far away. He is right here listening with me and you. I love that. But God is also good because he delivers me. Verse 6 says, "When I was brought low, he saved me." I love that God is always there and that God will always be for us and that God is good because he gives me and you life. I mean, this is beautiful. The psalmist says that God delivered me from death that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's me and you. He was good, he is good, and he always will be good. And when these truths really get down into the nooks and the cranny of our soul, we honestly can say, rest, yes, return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.